Yes, the Bernstein.
Oh, yeah, Bernstein Pro Se. Hi, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor. Again, we're here on a status check, just to pressure for him to approach. This is the last order that Your Honor entered on November 17th. This is the current status of the case here. Where we stand, Your Honor, is Oppenheimer has resigned as the trustee. Your Honor ordered Mr. Bernstein to propose a successor trustee by a certain date. He has not done so. Your Honor also ordered us to file final accountings, which we did. And Your Honor ordered Mr. Bernstein to file form line item objections to the accountings.
Which has happened or not?
Well, he didn't do it within the time frame. And then when he did, it wasn't a form line item objections. He objected to the accountings in toto. We filed a motion to strike the objections. We objected to each and every section of the accounting, each and every entry in the accounting, and the entire accounting in toto. Your Honor, in various papers, including a motion that he filed yesterday, 2 days ago, it's an urgent motion to strike that he filed. He keeps referring to his minor children as the alleged qualified beneficiaries for the alleged and legally deficient trust. So not only is he challenging the accounting entries, he's challenging the adequacy of the trust, he's challenging the fact that his children are beneficiaries. He keeps referring to himself here as pro se, Your Honor, and I need to bring the court's attention. He's not pro se. He's acting here on behalf of minor children who have no other voice. So we filed a motion to strike the accounting. We also filed a motion to appoint to strike the objections to the accounting. He also, in addition to the objection, he also filed a petition for formal, detailed audit and forensic accounting. So that added to the complexity of it. We filed a motion to strike, a motion to appoint a guardian ad litem, which Your Honor said he would reconsider after he filed his objections. He's not complied with the order. We think that's appropriate for three reasons. Number one, he hasn't complied with the court order. Number two, he's got a conflict with his kids because he's apparently challenging this. He's apparently challenging their status as beneficiaries under the trust. And number three, Your Honor, I know you haven't had a chance to read this. Mr. Bernstein's been declared a vexatious litigant by the Southern District of New York. He has a history of engaging in irresponsible, unreasonable fights over just the matters of the trust. And he's causing this.
You're talking about him?
Yes.
No. Not him.
I'm telling you what the facts show, Your Honor, and I sent the salt board with documentation and a motion on file. It's not my opinion.
Right. So for purposes of today, what do you want to do?
Okay. Well, for purposes of today, Your Honor had requested a status check. I believe the reason you requested a status check is Mr. Bernstein set his objections for a one-hour hearing on March 17th. He didn't specify whether it was evidentiary or non-evidentiary. I informed Mr. Bernstein that 1 hour was insufficient because we were going to be filing the motions that we eventually filed. And that 1 hour would not be sufficient to hear my motions and his motions. He set his motions anyway. When I filed my
motions, plural, meaning?
Excuse me, he set his objection for hearing.
Objection to accounting, I see that.
For 1 hour here. Right. That doesn't specify whether it's evidentiary or not evidentiary. So we filed a motion to strike, a motion to appoint a guardian ad litem, and in the alternative.
Let me ask you, objections have to be evidentiary. Someone has to testify as to what the basis of the objections are. So, I mean, it's just not talk.
It's not talk, and in addition to that, there's other motions that have to be heard first. What we did is, in addition to the motion to strike and motion to appoint a guardian ad litem, in the alternative, we asked for an order setting forth the procedure and protocol so that when Mr. Bernstein and we come into court, or whoever's representing the children come into court, we know what's going to happen that day. We're not just going to come into court and nobody knows what's going on. We believe that we've set forth prima facie.
Right, let me just ask a couple questions to get an update.
Sure.
All right, so Mr. Bernstein, looking at this order, have you and your wife, that is, because you're natural guardians of your children, submitted the name and address of a proposed successor?
Well, Your Honor, Okay, and that's just the honest truth.
Say again?
It's just the honest truth. So.
Have you done that?
Okay, and there's a reason.
Well, there could be a lot of reasons, but
okay.
Since I ordered it to be done,
Well, Your Honor.
And then that person was to either accept or decline by a certain date?
Correct.
Okay, so...
So...
Go ahead, so why did you comply with that order?
Okay, I tried, but if you look at the order, it's kind of impossible when you look at the situation it's put me in. And I noticed Mr. Lesney, who gave me, he sent an email to me at 2:30 with this omnibus order, and said, if you don't reply by the end of today, I'm sending it to Colin, which he did, and you ordered it like the next day or something. And by the time I sent him back and looked at his email, again, I was not doing well at that particular time and notified him of that. But nonetheless, he got you to get this order without putting forth my objections to his order. There were several objections. First, I tried to comply with this order by contacting potential trustees. And what happened there was they wanted to see a trust, a document. The documents aren't complete. There's missing signature pages on one trust, so I asked Mr. Lesney to be able to get the people, you know, a trust that they could look at and see if they wanted to be trustee.
Well, here's the thing. Did you submit to him the name and address of proposed trustee?
Well, I was trying to get a proposed trustee. But I was trying to get a proposed trustee. So I called people who could be trustee, and the first thing they wanted was the documents. When I sent them, they said, well, wait a minute, I can't be a trustee of a document that's missing signature pages. Get me the certified signature pages from Oppenheimer. So I called Oppenheimer, I wrote them, saying, you know, hey, to get a trustee, I'm gonna need the trust documents completed and signed and executed.
But wouldn't the proposed trustee be the one to contact them to see what information they want?
Well, I had to contact a proposed trustee to see if they would be interested in taking three trusts of my children. So you can't just contact, I mean, I could have thrown out names in the hat, but you could have done that too.
No, this is pretty simple, so.
Well, it's not simple. Because here's a bigger problem.
Mr. Bernstein?
Oh, can I just?
I allowed, this is an order.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
I allowed you and directed that you do something. I didn't say, now, I mean, you could, I guess, file a notice that said, I was in a coma from between October 30 and November 10, or whatever the dates, and so I wasn't awake enough to do what you ordered. And that could be an excuse. But
well, that's not the truth.
This is an order.
Okay,
so
I get that.
This wasn't advisory. This was furnish a name, because if By the date of the order, which was November, well, the order was signed later, but the matter was October 20th. So I gave you 10 days from the date of the hearing to send a name and address to them of a proposed successor trustee.
Correct.
And to their counsel and to the trustee. Okay. That person then, okay, would then either accept or decline 10 days later, okay, in writing. So it's a pretty simple thing.
Well, it is.
You contact people and you say, I'd like you to be it, and they say, I'll consider it, then that name goes to them, to Oppenheimer, and then that proposed trustee says to Oppenheimer, here, before I accept or decline, I'd like to know or see this. Not knowing what that is in advance, Oppenheimer then cooperates with them, and then that person files an acceptance or decline. That's the process. It's simple.
Okay. The only problem was I must have misinterpreted that as I was supposed to contact a potential trustee, ask them to possibly consider this case. The first thing they asked for was documents.
Well, they could ask for a lot, but asking from you doesn't help. It's asking from them.
Okay, then I can give you names right now.
Well, it's giving it to him in writing.
Okay, I'll do that. And, you know, but it's going to get down to the issue of
And then that person will have 10 days. So here's what I want an order for today based upon this order. Okay, so I'll give you till tomorrow so you don't have to do it right now.
Well, can the court do this? Can you pick the next trustee? Because
no,
I don't know how to do what you're asking.
See, I don't want to pick for reasons that when I select, then that person, if they come before me later for fees or other relief, it could be said, it doesn't happen often, that since I picked that person, then I favor their credibility more than someone else. So I avoid that by not picking. The only other thing, I mean, so...
Well, I'm saying, I've tried this route.
Now, you don't know if, I mean, obviously, since this was your children, I gave you the opportunity to find a...
And I tried.
...a successor trustee. If the bottom line is you can't do that, then we gotta go to another step.
Which would be the court.
No, it could be, I don't pick, okay?
So you just want me to pick three names out of trustees that are possible, okay?
What I could do is...
I'll do that.
I mean, there are, the type of person who should serve here is what, is a trust officer, a lawyer, or who is...
Well, Your Honor, it's a small trust. One of the motion that we filed in light of Mr. Bernstein's refusal to appoint a successor is filed a motion to terminate the trust and let us deliver the assets to Mr. Bernstein as the children's natural guardian. I don't know if he's...
Well, when you say small, what's small mean?
Liquid assets, I think there's less than $30,000 in each trust, and then there's about the three trusts own a combined total of about 4% of a closely held company. We would transfer that in kind, so Mr. Bernstein, whatever that's worth, it's worth. And then there's 100% of an entity called Bernstein Family Realty, which the only thing that owns is the home that the Bernsteins live in. So we would transfer that in kind. We would transfer shares
through that?
No, Your Honor, we're, first of all...
That has nothing to do with the accounting.
Well, first of all, we're saying the three trusts are frauds, and we have even more information for that that's been submitted to the police already, that the trustees in those trusts that you have denied that they were ever part of these documents, and that's two lawyers who say they were never trustees of this trust, that it's a sham, it's a fraud, they're missing signature pages. Excuse me? No, Tracy Kradish was supposedly a trustee. Remember the woman who's a he in the document and then turns into Stephen Greenwald on page 2 of the document? We went through that in hearing 1.
Well, that's, okay.
Okay, so I contacted those people to see if they wanted to be trustees, in fact. And they said, we never were trustees of this trust.
Want to be, I mean, if I pull names out of a hat, I mean, I'm not selecting a person. Who do you want? He can't find anybody.
Well, why don't we go by what the document says?
What does the document say?
What's, you have the document, Mr. Lessing?
The document's been filed before court several times. And Your Honor,
I don't have it in front of me, though. So does the document say the method to find the successor trustee?
Yeah, the document says that if we resign, the beneficiaries shall appoint a successor trustee, which is you. Right. So he's got the option.
Can I see that real quick?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
But if that's consistent with the document,
I'm just having trouble getting somebody to be a trustee of trusts that don't have signature pages.
And Your Honor, and that's
it's almost insane. They've been operating a trust without signature pages. But we're going to get to all that fraud in a minute.
And this is the continuing underlying fraud.
Well, and let me get to that, Your Honor. First of all, his whole story was a lie.
Mr. Bernstein.
Okay. Well, I'd like to respond to his opening.
You don't have to, because we're not having a hearing.
Oh, okay.
All right, so do you have that?
Well, okay. I want to clarify those other two things.
I don't know. Going off on a tangent. Is anyone else here for UFC? Come on up.
Well, ex parte?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't matter at this point. These are not necessarily the cases, if you like,
Just have to submit names.
Not the appellate court case in Richfield, there's a better appellate court case.
I didn't think
there would be an issue.
I don't know that this says that you can say someone doesn't do what they're supposed to do.
Then I will review that on the date if you like. But this one is one of them is also to work on the petition book here. I can cite the case.
Well, there's a motion to strike the claim.
That's different. They filed a claim, I even have the green card in there, that we showed them earlier.
But somehow they got this.
Yeah.
What's his order of detention?
That's because it's been over a couple of years. It's still been going on. There's still an issue with the, it's still open with an underlying penal action, so they're trying to keep it open to do that.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks.
Okay, Your Honor, I found there's copies of at least one of the trusts attached to Mr. Bernstein's objections with issues and applications on it, but the relevant portions are section 5.3, which it's quite lengthy, but the relevant section says, whenever a successor trustee is required and that position is not fulfilled under the term specified in this trust instrument, an individual trustee ceasing to serve, which is not us, may appoint his or her successor. But if none is appointed, the remaining trustees, if any, or the beneficiary, meaning the children, shall appoint a successor corporate trustee. The appointment will be by a written document delivered to the appointed trustee.
Get you three corporate trustees.
There's also a section 7.18, which talks about termination of small trust, and it allows Oppenheimer and of course, Your Honor.
I can't do it. I'm not terminating this trust that you have said. No way.
Okay, no, I'm not asking. I'm letting you know that there is, we have some motions pending. The motion
Your Honor.
You mentioned, and there's also a motion when we requested this relief in our petition to terminate the trust and deliver the assets to.
I'll do that.
Your Honor.
I'm just letting you know those are separate here.
Your Honor.
Okay, all right, so that seems to say that the successor trustee has to be a corporate trustee.
Correct.
So, Mr. Bernstein, how much time do you need to try to find a corporate trustee?
I'll just pick three out of a hat, and he can try to sell them to take trust without.
Pick by tomorrow.
Right, done. Done. I get it. Sorry for the confusion in the order. I tried to clarify that with Mr. Lesney. He wanted to bring it before you. But, Your Honor, on these other issues that he's talking about, these motions, first of all, you struck.
Another issue, no. I'm only doing what's here for today.
Well, that's the status hearing stuff. So that's what I'm talking about, what he already brought up.
The status hearing is that there's a hearing on the 17th, 1 hour on the objections to the accounting.
And
how much time do you say that you need for that?
Well, Your Honor, we also have our motion to strike.
Well, but do that then. I mean, that's right. 845.
That I allotted for.
If you want to hear that on 845.
Yeah, motions to strike, I can hear 845.
Okay. Right.
So I'll set that on a motion.
How long does that take?
5 minutes.
Yeah, so that's 845.
So I'll set that prior to
that should be
to
done
the,
in advance of that hearing.
I agree.
Okay, and I gave him time to do that in my hour hearing that I scheduled. That was court order. Then all of a sudden he says to me, I'm about to file all these things to get you guardians. I'm gonna blah blah. Okay, so but wait a minute. Then he goes and files them without checking with the court when we have a stay order. That he should have come to you and said, Your Honor, I've been denied these.
File stuff. I have a stay order here on the
stay order pertains to the
counterclaim. Yes, that's the order here.
Well, I thought it required any.
Okay, all right. So set stuff for 845 that are these types of procedural things, and then depending upon what's left after that, I'll have the whatever hearing is appropriate on the objections to the account.
Okay, and Your Honor, the only thing I want to bring to the court's attention is this is the first motion to appoint a guardian ad litem based upon prior conduct of Mr. Bernstein. Then we file a supplemental motion to appoint a guardian ad litem based upon his side of his case. I'm just letting you know, unless.
But that's not before my hearing on objections, because here's the problem, Your Honor. Here's the problem. He has no standing to be filing. He's resigned. His client is out of here. So the new corporate trustee we're going to get, it should be doing all that. He has no legitimate standing to file.
That's an argument that you can make when the matter is before me.
Well, he shouldn't even be filing these things with the court. He knows better. It's just more attorney dollars.
Knock off whatever we can, it's not evidentiary at UMC.
I will try. I'm just letting Your Honor know that if you read this stuff, it's going to give you 5 minutes to go.
Well, 5 minutes is all I need for the rest of it, for you folks, you have to like, you have to argue with yourself.
Thank you, Your Honor.
To write up an order, dealing with the three public trustees, my question for you.
Busted!